the first couple of years of our journey of following God to encounter His fulfilled promises were very painful. I don't even think I can fully put into words the amount of fear that I was facing as a single mom with no income in a tiny hotel room with no car. So many times God stretched my faith in ways that were beyond what I imagined my threshold to handle was. There was one specific time when we were supposed to check out within 8 minutes, and we had nowhere to go and no vehicle. I had hoped so desperately that God would send us His tangible promise to cover our room. And God did exactly as I had hoped. But the rescue money of His promise did not arrive until almost 3 minutes before checkout. I remember walking to the hotel front desk, fighting off tears in my eyes. I was so thankful that God saved us, and at the same time, I was in anguish beyond words. From facing such a terrifying situation, it was so much pressure. Having to wait until the last imaginable moment was horrible to endure. However, like birthing a child, the pain turned to relief and joy in the twinkle of an eye. That night, I cried myself to sleep from the trauma of facing such fear, and from the joy of gratitude that God saved us. The bitterness was mingled with sweetness, and my heart was both overflowing with love and recovering from the trauma of the whole ordeal. During that faith test, I had to constantly redirect my thoughts to God's promises through these love letters that I share, because when things got intense, it was a struggle to stay alive. Part of me was drowning in anguish, wanting to escape the pain, all the while Holy Spirit was reminding me of His promise and the hope of the dream that He gave me. That night, after I fell asleep in a pool of my own dried tears, God gave me a vision of myself on top of a super tall building in downtown Chicago. The building was swaying from the strong winds, and while I was clinging for dear life to the top of the building, I was saying, "I hope that hope is strong enough," because all I had left at that point was hope, even hope against all odds. After the vision, God said that the hardship that I was walking through would become something glorious in the end, and it would tell a story of God's intentional love in a way that has never been done. It has been just over a year since God led us to Chicago with only enough money for one night in a hotel and a pocket full of promise. Since then, it has been a roller coaster of ups and downs, and God has been faithful to fulfill His promises over and over again. The morning before God led us to venture to the new state, He said to me, "Follow me to the land of tangible hopes." This is a time when He is wrapping up our journey, and even last night God gave me promises of having a home of our own given to Him by grace. For the past month, we've been blessed to stay in one of the most beautiful Airbnb apartments in the cutest part of Chicago I've ever seen. It has been a breath of fresh air and a time to recover from the strenuous testings of faith from before. Our checkout was coming close, about a week away, and the thought of it actually made me cry. I wasn't ready to go back to the vigorous faith test, and the thought of packing up again was daunting to me. I've been so homesick and exhausted from it all, I just needed to breathe. I was praying to God to show me where we will go next and what to do. When I was praying, I asked Him to come early with whatever rescue He had, because I have trauma from the last-minute rescues. That was really scary to go through, and even though my fears did not happen, facing them was painfully terrifying. As I was praying, I paused, and then God said, "What do you hope for, Danette?" I took a deep breath, and I had a real honest thought. What I really hoped for was to extend this beautiful apartment that was gifted to us for the past month, and to have more time here. But it seemed impossible because it was very expensive, and I couldn't even imagine that someone would ever cover it again. However, since God was encouraging me to pray for my hopes, I followed that guidance that God was giving. I started to give God a very detailed prayer request. I prayed that the same person would offer to cover another month where we were at. Not only did I pray for the generosity of another month, but I prayed that the person that had given, that God had help us, would send me a message and offer it very soon. I had been feeling extra weary from being pressed by so much faith tests and from moving and all the chaos of losing my car, getting it returned 4 times. The thought of having to do anything more than receive at that time was just overwhelming. I was hurting and exhausted from it all. The very next morning, I woke up to a message from the person who had paid for the month of the room before. The person asked me about the room, and I shared how I hoped that we could stay another month. I didn't hear back anything that day, but I spent the day thinking about my hope of staying, and I even imagined what it would be like if the room was paid for another month. I allowed my heart to open to hope and feel the joy of getting good news. It felt good. It felt like pain relief. Every time I thought about the situation, I would make my mind up to only think about my hopes coming true and leave no room for fears or doubts or backup options. For this highly concentrated time, I just rested in hope. The next morning, I was really eager to see if there was a sign of good news, and there was. I woke up to many messages from the Airbnb confirming that we were paid to stay in the same lovely apartment for another month. God made my hopes come true, and He covered me in the outcome of my hopes like vibrant green leaves on a tree. The reason that hope is so strong is that hope grows into faith. When all you have is hope, then just hope with all of your heart. A persistent, unrelenting hope is attached to the fulfillment, like an anchor holding a boat in place. The Strong's word for hope is cord or attachment. To have hope is to have confident expectation. Faith is the evidence, the title deed, and confirmation of things hoped for being fulfilled and being divinely guaranteed. When we allow ourselves to lose hope, then it makes our soul sick with fear, doubt, and worry. However, when our hopes come to the surface like a new tree, our hopes become a tree of tangible life and beauty. To hope is to trust. When we hope, we don't know what will happen, and we have a choice. We can press into hope to see the fulfillment come, or we can give in to the fears and doubts of having bad outcomes. Just like trust is a choice, we have to voluntarily choose to trust somebody and to trust their intentions for us. The same is with hope. We have to choose to hope. When we put our trust in hope, then hope grows into faith. And faith comes out as a flourishing outcome that we wanted so deeply to come. When I was going through my hope prayers, I found that the more I laid myself onto my hopes as my only option, then the more I felt confident with faith that it was certain. That morning, before I saw the gift of my hopes come true, I was expectant and eager with excitement, like a little child looking for gifts under an illuminated evergreen tree. There is wonder in hope. There is a childlike faith in staying expectant in hope. Hope not only protects us from pain of encountering our fears, but it is the seed that causes our heart desires to appear. The next time that you don't know what God is going to do and you're at a crossroads of being uncertain, then ask yourself, what do you hope for? And then pray for your hopes to be done. While you are waiting for the realization of your hopes, then rest in your hopes as being done. And allow yourself to open up to really believing and anticipating that your hopes will be fulfilled for you. When you don't know what will happen, when you don't know what to do, and when you don't know what to pray, then plant a seed of hope and hold on to that with childlike expectancy to see the hoped-for outcome arrive. The best thing about hopes being fulfilled is they always feel like a holiday surprise. Because with hope, it is not known, just as Romans 8:24 explains. Hope does not always feel certain, but it is a hope that we will receive that can grow into the faith and the rescue of fulfillment. That verse in Romans 8 says, "For in this hope we are saved by faith. But hope, the object of which is not seen, is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees?" With hope, there's going to be a shadow of doubt. To hope is to be vulnerable. It means taking a risk of getting hurt or disappointed. But if we persist in hope with our whole heart open to receive, then that hope will rise into faith to bring fulfillment. God will meet us at our willingness to choose hope, and He will do immensely more than we can even think or dream. Hope is where we find relief, and God often leads through our hopes to reveal what He has planned. Follow hopes, my dear friend, because hopes fulfilled are a tree of life and a fruition of a very precious, intentional love from God. He loves you so much, and He loves it when you choose hope over every past sorrow, pain, fear, or doubt. The thing about hope is you have to go all in. There is always a temptation to think about pain when you are presented with hope. I could have thought about the past sorrows of our harder times, but I couldn't even fathom thinking about that pain. So I chose to take a risk on hope. You either hope or you don't. Choose to hope in your hopes and ask God to bring to life those hopes. A fulfilled hope will cover you in the outcome that you're wanting to see, like the lush emerald canopy of a flourishing tree. Many blessings to you, and I pray all your cherished hopes come true. This is Danette from DiamondsFromTheDust.com.